Welcome back to the Lucky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. This is a special episode. I teach you how to do the minus one run line or puck line. I don't know why I'm doing this intro. I pretty much introduced everything in the next segment. But I figured I'd say welcome. How you doing? Hit me up on Twitter if anything. JD Sports Picks on Twitter at JADULANIE. You can hit on my guest tomorrow, Matt at JERZWAYBETTING, Jerry's Way Betting on Twitter. You can email me, jd.crow11@gmail.com, and you can always please send in a fucking voice message to the show, guys. Only one person has ever done it. I'd appreciate it. It makes the show better. Get involved in the show. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, enjoy this episode as I teach you a betting tip. It's been highly requested, so here you go, fuckers. Love you guys. Welcome back to you know where, the Lucky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. I've been asked to explain this more than 100 million times. So I had a little bit of free time. I decided I would explain it to you guys now. So I get asked a lot, especially during MLB season, but now as well, the NHL is in full swing. You can do this as well. I say a lot of the time when betting a favorite in baseball, you have to bet on the money line, have to bet on the run line, minus 1.5, to essentially make it a minus 1 game. Well, bet. This way, if your team wins by 1, you break even exactly. If your team wins by 2 or more, you win both. If your team loses, you lose both, obviously. You can also do this in the NHL with the puck line. So, most of the time, when a team is like minus 150-ish, the minus 1.5 run line or puck line is usually around plus 120, plus 150, whatever, right? I'm going to use the Houston Astros line in the upcoming first game of the World Series, which is currently Houston minus 184 on the money line. Houston minus 1.5 is plus 113. So I have to adjust this real quick. Plus 113. I thought it was minus 140, which sucks. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to break this down for you guys. One of the best questions I've got in my DMs in regards to this is, well, if I was to bet $100, you want me to double my bet and put basically 100 and something on this and 100? That's not what I want to do. If you were going to bet $100 total on the game, okay, we're going to use the Houston Astros money line and run line for the first game of the World Series. Sorry about the bus right next to me, but I had a little bit of free time in between work and errands, so I figured I would do this for you guys. So I'm doing it. So currently, the Houston money line is minus 184. The Houston run line minus 1.5 is plus 113. I'm going to use a $100 bet total as the example to make it easier. So, no, you would not increase your bet to $200. What you would do is, and it's not half and half on, okay? The point of this is to essentially make it so that if the team wins by 1 and you win the money line and you lose the run line, the whole point of it is to lose the amount that you would, all right, so basically it's a little confusing as well. What you want to do, you're going to win the money. If they win by 1, you win the money line, you use the run line, right? What you want to make happen is fucking garbage truck right next to me. I mean, I can't concentrate. If your team wins by 1 and you do this properly, what you want to happen is you would lose the same exact amount of money that you lose on the run line, be that the same amount that you would win with the money line. Okay, let me give you an example with numbers to make it a little bit easier for you. This is essentially making the game a minus 1 spread game, which is not offered at 99.9% of books. There is one book I know of that does it, but the book's a piece of shit. So the rest of the book, besides that, they offer nothing of value. So this also works great, especially it works better in the NHL, in my opinion, because a lot of the time, the percentage is higher in the NHL than the MLB that the team wins by 1. It happens more often in the NHL. So what I'm saying is, if, for example, say the Tampa Bay Lightning are minus 150 picks, right? Their minus 1.5 puck line is going to be higher than the MLB minus one and a half run line of the same if the team was minus 150 favorites. For example, like, okay, so let's just say the Yankees were minus 150 favorites. Their minus 1.5 run line would probably, on average, be about like plus 135-ish. Okay? Same spread, Tampa Bay Lightning minus 150. Their minus 1.5 puck line will probably be a little higher, like plus 165-ish, all the way up to plus, I've seen it as high as plus 225, 230, depending on the matchup. Okay? So this actually works a little bit better than the NHL. It's more value. So here's how you would do it. With a $100 bet, if the money line is minus 184, which is the Houston Astros money line as I'm recording this for the first game of the World Series, and the minus 1.5 run line is plus 113, if you were going to bet $100 total, this is what you would do, okay? And essentially, just so you know, if you were to bet $100 and you do this properly, with it being a minus 1 spread, your odds would then be increased to minus 133.3333, so about minus 133. As opposed to minus 184, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so the amount you would risk, motherfucking truck shit. Oh, I can't do anything in silence. I can't. I hate this city. All right, so on the money line, what you would wager? In this case, you would wager $64.79. What you would risk on the run line is $35.21. That means, if you win the money line, you would win $35.21, which is the same exact amount you are risking on the minus 1.5 run line or puck line. So if they do win by one, you would win $35.21, but you would lose the run line or puck line $35.21. Okay? Now, if you do this properly, if you put $64.79 on the money line, if the money line wins, you would win $35.21. If you bet $35.21 on the run line, you would win $39.79, which equals $75. So if you bet $100 and you do this properly and you win both and the team wins by two or more, you would win $75. If the team wins by one, you would win the money line, you would win $35.21, and you would lose the run line, which you risk $35.21, so we'd break exactly even. Oh my God, that took a lot of brain power. I looked online, actually. I looked for a minus one run line calculator. I can't seem to find any. I did find one back in the day. Somebody sent me a link to one. It was pretty nifty. God, I wish I could remember the name of the site, but I can't. But if I do, I will tweet that out to you guys. And if I do in the future, I'll update the episode details and I'll put it in the episode details. So essentially, you don't have to do any math with your brain. You can just put in the odds, put in the bet amount, and et cetera, et cetera. So now let's say, Just to give you an example, let's say you're not a $100 better. Let's say you're a $50 better, right? Okay, so let's say you want to put, because this is the question I got. The question I got today in my DMs was, so what if I'm not a $100 better? What if I'm only a $50 better? Do I put $50 on the run line or $50 on the line? No, Jesus Christ, no. You would break the $50 into the proper amount. This would be the amount for the Houston Astros at minus 184 and plus 113. Next, I'm going to give you a different price and run line price after this, just to give you a second example if you're confused with just the Houston Astros World Series first game line. So, if you're not a $100 better, say you're a $50 better. And I'm not doing any more amounts besides this. So, if you're a $42 better, you got to figure out the amounts by yourself. I'm not dealing with it. Sorry. But what I will offer to do, let's say you're a $526 better, just for example, to make it super confusing. Send me a DM on Twitter, and if you can't do it, I'll do the math for you, and I'll tell you exactly what to do. Okay, so you're $50 better, and the money line is minus 184, and the run line minus 1.5 is plus 113. On the run line, whew, this is exhausting. On the money line, you would risk $32.29. On the run line, minus 1.5, you would risk $17.61. To make it a total of $50 exactly. And if you win both bets, if they win by two or more, you would win $37.50, so your return would be $87.50, which is better than putting $50 on minus 184. You would only return like what, $28 or some shit? I don't know. I can't do the exact math in my head. Doing this in my head, I'm not even doing it in my head. I have the notes app open. I'm typing this in as we go. Just to give you an idea of why this is usually a good idea. If you do this properly, you get better odds and you get a better percentage of winning percentage to win. So you got to do this properly. So if you're $50 better, once again, your odds essentially would be minus 133 if you do this properly, as opposed to minus 184 or plus 113. But you do have the added insurance of if they win by one, you break even, as opposed to just betting the run line at plus 113, getting the better odds, them winning by one, and you losing outright. So this is why this is effective, especially effective with the MLB, especially effective with the NHL. I'm going to give you one more example with different odds. I'm going to use the hockey game odds, for example, for you guys here to make it a minus one, essentially, puck line. Let's go with the, let's use Vegas. Why not? I love Vegas. We're betting Vegas tonight on the podcast picks. Oh, boy. They just keep getting worse and worse. I love Vegas. The more I look at this today, boys, I would take Vegas. 5:20 p.m. right now. This game starts at 7. I'm going to release this as soon as I'm done recording it. Why? I don't know. I should probably save it for a day where there's nothing going on and, you know, I have no, whatever. I should release it when I have no time to do a fucking regular podcast as opposed to releasing two in one day. But I'm feeling friendly tonight, guys. So here we go. Real quick. Vegas currently minus 110 on the money line. And you see minus 1.5 is plus 210. That's great odds for minus 1.5. We're going to do it with a $100 bet. So what did I say? Minus 110. Money line. And the run line is plus 220. Right? No, 210. 210. Okay. Da-da-da. Plus 4. Okay. I got it already. See, so quick and easy to do. Say you're $100 better, and you want to make the Vegas Knights minus one, as opposed to betting the money line at minus 110, and as opposed to risking it, them winning by two at plus 210. Essentially, if you do this properly, you will then be increasing your odds to essentially, let me see here. You're essentially making the bet minus one at plus 147.6, plus 148 odds, okay? Any book is going to give you plus 148. They're not going to give you plus 147.62. I think that's right. Yeah, so they would give you plus 148. So you're essentially making a minus one plus 148 instead of taking the money line, them to win by one or more, minus 110. You're making it so that they win by minus by two or more at plus 148. Understood? However, again, you have the added insurance of if they do wind up winning by one, you would break exactly even, and this is how you would do that. On the money line, you would bet $52.38. At minus 110, you would win $47.62. That's essentially all you have to do. Okay, that's essentially all you have to do is basically, actually, that's not all you have to do, because I already did all the math. You have to figure out both first. Fuck. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible for you guys, but there's really no easy way to do it. You have to do it the long way. Okay, so for a $100 bet on this game, you would bet on the money line 52.38. On the run line, you bet 47.62. This is actually a really good game to do this. Because if you win, you bet $100 properly each way. If you bet 52.38 on the money line, 47.62 on the run line, you would win $147. It would return $247.62. Which is not a bad little win if they win by two. If they win by one, guess what happens? You don't win, you don't lose, you don't ever pay a thing. Who's better than you? Who's better than you? So this is super effective. So yeah, you would bet $52.38 on the money line. If you at minus 110 odds, you would win $47.62. And then you would bet $47.62 the run on the minus 1.5 run or puck line. You would win exactly $100. How nice is that? So you'd win $147.62. Woo! God almighty. So if your team wins by two goals, you win the money line and the run line wager, $147.62, and lose $0 for $147.62 net win. If your team wins by one goal, You win the money line wager, $47.02, and lose the run line or puck line in this case wager, $47.02 for exactly zero net win and zero net lose. Jesus Christ, my head hurts. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something. Hit me up on Twitter. Love you guys.